We have so many patients. I mean, our doctors at the center are booked out months, actually, because so many people are desperate for help on this situation and expert help, not just looking things up on the internet and trying it themselves. They want some guidance.
As anyone suffering with IBS knows, it can be miserable and mysterious, triggered by many different factors. But it turns out the underlying cause of IBS most often is SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth.
Bacteria that normally live in the large intestine, which is located beneath the small intestine in the body, when those bacteria move up into the small intestine and colonize it. When they colonize the small intestine, it causes a lot of problems. They interfere with digestion and absorption and create symptoms. So it's a problem.
Dr. Allison Seebecker directs the new SIBO Center at Portland's National College of Natural Medicine, perhaps the first natural medicine school to devote an institution to SIBO and IBS. NCNM Director Dr. Jill Sanders says the American lifestyle can make us vulnerable.
And we're eating more pro-inflammatory foods as a people. We're eating very simple carbohydrates, which causes inflammation in the bowel, and we're shying away from whole grains, which are cleansing and non-inflammatory. So we're making ourselves vulnerable to this situation.
And when we eat out or travel, we're subject to a range of ailments that can cause SIBO.
One of the real main causes for this condition is gastroenteritis, which is also known as stomach flu, food poisoning, or traveler's diarrhea. And I think that has been increasing as home cooking has gone down. You know, in our culture today, you know, everyone's working and everyone's eating out for their meals. There's not a lot of home cooking. So as we eat out more, we get food poisoning more.
That's why diet is also key to treatment. Whereas traditional Western medicine would rely largely on antibiotics, Dr. Seebecker explains natural medicine emphasizes a holistic approach.
There's been incredible work on diet as a treatment, actually, for this condition, clinical diet that's been used for over 100 years. Also, what we get trained in so beautifully is herbal antimicrobials. And many patients prefer to take natural antibiotics as opposed to prescription antibiotics. So we blend them all together.
NCNM is holding a sold-out SIBO symposium this weekend featuring top national experts, both medical and alternative. Though it's sold out, you can still attend a webinar at ncnm.edu. Rebecca Webb, Portland Radio Project.